What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Why are we playing this again?
Because your former teammates causing problems.
Oh.
What is going on around here? All right. Welcome back. Midday show. The lights, for some reason, are going on and off here in the studio.
I guess we're in the I guess they're trying to get the ambient lighting.
Maybe. It's a little bit distracting, but that's okay.
Yeah.
All right. Before we go any further, your phone calls. And we need to fade Hugh tonight on his college football pick because he has been, whatever the opposite of money has been, you
were college been money.
Football.
I'm looking for, like, I'm what they call it, chasing the dragon.
Yeah.
I'm chasing the dragon.
Okay. Well, we're going to fade Hugh tonight with his pick, Notre Dame, Penn State, right here on WIP at 7:30. But yesterday was quite the day on WIP, and honestly, I missed both lives. So Kyle texted me last night. He said, you see what's going on? Are you hearing all this?
And I I've gotten text messages like, yo, what's going on with your boy? I'm like, so, what you talking about?
Which boy? All right, let's start with the morning here. So Freddie Mitchell yesterday, a guest on the morning show, and listen to what he said about former teammate Sean Landetta.
If you wasn't having a good day or if you needed to pick up or whatever else, you would go to two players. You would go to Richie, and then you would go to Sean Landetta, you know, and them guys were just, you know, just somewhere
Sean where
you could be
fine. Me and Sean sitting in the sauna. Me and Sean Landetta.
Classic
just
pair.
Landetta shaving his in the sauna, you know.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot.
Yeah. Maybe rein it in a bit with that, Freddie. That did not make the air, just so everyone knows.
Why not? Now, come on, that's Sean.
I hadn't heard that till right now. I just kind of knew what was said. My favorite part is, I think, is that Ruben Amaro, I believe, saying, boy, that's a lot. And then James producing on the fly.
Seltzer reprimanding.
Guys, let's rein this in. And then Freddie's like, why? Why are we going to rein this in? So, all right. So Freddie Mitchell decided to unveil that about Sean Landetta on the air yesterday. I think it was just in fun, right? Did I need the image of Richie and Landetta in the sauna together? I didn't need that, but now we have it. Okay, so we move on from there. We did our show yesterday. I think everything's fine here at WIP. And then around 5:30 yesterday, I guess the afternoon show decided to call Sean to get his take on the situation. And, Hugh, I don't think Sean felt it was as fun as the rest of us did. Here's Sean yesterday. A couple parts here. Sean with Spike and I.
So, Sean, we just wanted to get some confirmation. Freddie Mitchell was on the morning show today, and he mentioned that you and John Richie were often in the sauna together. But Freddie Mitchell mentioned that, how do I put this, that you would groom your under regions in the sauna.
Now, my first thing is,
yep,
you want to call me during primetime radio in Philadelphia.
Yes.
And talk to me about something like that. Are you kidding me?
Well, I just want to...
Number two, I know this is TMZ radio, and I like Freddie, you know, good teammate and all, but what he said was absolutely false. I totally denied being in the sauna with John Richie. That never happened.
Oh, wow.
Now,
okay.
Now, may there have been a time where I was by myself, and maybe he had to shave a little bit. Okay, that's something maybe that goes on privately in a locker room. And there is a saying in the NFL that's supposed to go, what you see here and what you say here stays here and never leaves here. But obviously, Freddie must have wanted to try to get some people to go, oh, wow, and say this is what they used to do. So I'm disappointed at Mr. Mitchell. I'm going to have to speak to him about that.
Okay. Well, we're just having fun. It was a long time ago.
You call it having fun.
Yes.
But it's one guy embarrassing another guy
talking
about stuff. So believe me, I understand how that works. But very disappointed that he would say that, especially when it's not true. If something's true, then I can say, well, yeah, it might have been true. But you know, I don't think they talk about you guys at WIP when you're in the bathroom doing that.
Well, I would have to push back on that. If that happened around here, it would be on the air in less than an hour. But all in good fun. I actually didn't think it was
all in good fun, except for the guy you're trying to embarrass.
I'm not trying to embarrass you.
I got to understand who I'm dealing with. What the thing is? I mean, I would think with the Eagles having a playoff game coming up, they wouldn't be talking about guys in saunas. But anyway, I understand what I'm dealing with.
Yeah, it's certain people, man, that you just can't play with. Sean's an OG. And OGs, like stuff like that, they don't like. And I knew, that's my first time hearing the cut. Mm-hmm. But we were in the meeting, and when I said, and when people talk about when Sean got mad, and I said we got mad because, I guarantee you got mad because of what was said. Not so much whether it was true or not, is that Freddie told.
Well, there's more. Let's listen in. Yesterday afternoon show, Sean, and this might be the part where Ike tries to add a little levity to it.
This is my favorite part.
And Sean wasn't having it.
Yep, from here.
Yeah, Sean, I apologize. If you take offense to it.
I apologize. Listen.
No.
You brought up, you wanted me to talk about that for 25 minutes and tell you more stuff. I understand how it works. It's all about ratings, but I hope you're not disappointed. I was never in a sauna with Richie ever, but if I had to trim my eyebrows here and there, maybe I did that.
Okay. No shame in that. When we were talking about it, I said I want to be groomed well. No shame in that. We just thought it was a funny story, and we were just calling to talk to you about it.
In all fairness, since I'm sitting here, the sauna thing, I never really actually had heard about until Freddie said that, but obviously amongst your teammates, we knew that there's times that you groomed yourself in the bathroom. So that's...
Well, and again, here you are mentioning that. Why would that be something you would want to say out in public to tell people that on the radio? Explain that to me.
Well, I don't think Freddie meant anything by it when he brought it up, right?
Oh, absolutely he did. Absolutely. If you bring up something like that, you're absolutely looking for people to say, really? That guy did that?
So let me give you the full context of how he said it.
We're going to talk about this for
No. I just want to give you the full context without even going into that. Freddie was more or less saying about having great teammates. And he said two of the teammates that when you were down or you needed somebody to talk to or you needed a pick-me-up, somebody that would pick you up, he brought up John Ritchie and Sean Landetta. He brought you guys up.
I appreciate that. Yeah. I certainly did try to do that.
All right. Well, we didn't think it was a big deal, which is why I said I wouldn't have called. If I felt like you would have taken it like this, I wouldn't have told Dan to reach out to you.
Actually, it's my fault because I probably, I wanted to call in and talk about the Eagles and the Packers, but I probably should have understood it because I was told before what it was going to be about, so that's my fault for even calling. But,
so they did tell him that they were going to talk about him shaving his man part.
Yeah, they were clear about it.
And he still.
Well, we got you here. We might as well talk about the Eagles and the Packers real quick.
That's all right. You didn't call me to talk about that. You called me to talk about the other stuff, and that's okay, brother. Right? All's good.
Well, I tell you. Okay.
I mean, after that, what can you do? Because he feels betrayed.
Yeah.
I mean, he feels betrayed. And I knew immediately when Sean got upset that he was more upset because Freddie said it. Mm-hmm. And, like, to his point, there's certain things you just, you don't say. You can't share everything. And Sean, it was about Sean, and Sean didn't like that.
In the interest of journalism and standards, I have to now ask you because you were there.
What's the verdict?
First of all, don't ask me nothing.
Journalism and standards.
Don't ask me nothing.
Fair and balanced.
Don't ask me nothing.
Well, you were there. I mean, Freddie was there. Ike was. I mean, I aired him out too. I mean, unfortunately, that wasn't.
That's my favorite part.
What are you asking?
I'm just asking, did that stuff happen? The sauna,
what you mean?
The sauna with Richie?
If it is true, say nothing.
What do you mean?
I'm just wondering your take on the whole thing. Did you ever notice anything that they were talking about?
What are we talking about?
Okay.
What do you mean? Man, listen.
So once in a while, you need some real uncomfortable radio, and that gave us a good block of uncomfortable radio.
Let me listen.
Guilty!
That is the best drop for this moment. I like Sean a lot. I mean, he's one of my favorite teammates. What were you asking me?
You know the question. If you don't want to answer, that's fine. I mean, you don't. That's fine. Hey, you don't have to answer anything you don't want. I had to ask.
Say it, man.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask. I feel like I had to do my job today if I didn't ask you. I think we got our answers. All right, let's move on. All right, 215-592-9494. The best part of that was like a minute in, you realized that Sean wasn't kidding.
Sean was not having it. He was not here for any of it. Sean know way too many people to be fooling with like that. Sean been around a long time, man.
Kicking in the 60s, 70s.
I'll be a little nervous.
Early 80s.
Sean know a lot of people, dog. I'll be a little nervous.
Sean's a great guy. We all love Sean.
Unless you're talking about his personals.
Yep. Put him on the air. How would we rank our favorite parts? The Ike part at the end, I love. I love Seltzer saying, whoa, let's not do this. And then they just bombard him.
No, but... I ain't trying to get him a come to Jesus moment. Say, but for real, dog, you did shave your.
That's the best.
So
he was like, hey, I understand what you're saying, but let's keep it a B. And he was like, hey. He was not happy with Ike.
The close second is trying to all right, well, let's talk about the game. And he's like, nah. And then I'm like,
no, because at that point, the relationship has fragmented.
You can always hear Ike just throw his hands up like, all right, whatever.
Ike ain't coming back from that.
No.
It's going to be a little bit of, like, I hope.
That next reunion is going to be something.
It's going to be different.
So two,
and I know. I just hope that I'm there when it happens.
And you have to be. So my two most underrated moments of the whole thing. One, Richie was actually the one to open the can of worms on the sauna, and then Freddie took that and ran with it.
Yeah, Richie's
it's
the
like,
one
yeah,
that
me
said
and,
that.
Me and Sean in the sauna.
Like, but here's the thing though. There's a better chance because John's a little bit more recluse. There's a better chance he's going to see Ike before he sees John.
Sure, yeah. My last favorite part is did you guys pick up when Sean said, if it had happened, I might admit to it. Like, he was like, I didn't do it. But if it happened, maybe I would have said yes. He said a lot. He did. He wasn't happy. And I get it. But
was not happy at
But in
all.
The interest of, again, journalism and fairness, we had to go over that on our